Jesus, immediately after he was baptized, was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Each of the temptations was a temptation we also face. Jesus was told to use his power to serve himself rather than trust his Father. Jesus was told to trust in a promise never given in the Bible. Jesus was told to worship something other than God. You and I are confronted with the same temptations. How easy it is to be selfish, to listen to lies, and turn our back on God. We daily fail when confronted with the same temptations Jesus faced. Seek first the kingdom of God, and his righteousness seems to take a back seat to, you only go around once, so live for today. Jesus overcame temptation on our behalf. St. Matthew recorded, "Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and were ministering to him. That which the devil promised, but could not deliver, was given to Jesus because he remained faithful to his heavenly Father." Jesus' obedience to God's word is credited to each of us. We do not earn God's love, nor do we deserve it. Yet, when Jesus cried out on the cross, "It is finished," your sin and mine were obliterated. The offer of the forgiveness of our sins is given to everyone for the sake of the death and resurrection of Jesus. This is the message of the Church, the message you will hear each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Trinity Lutheran Church. Come, hear of God's grace and undeserved love, and receive the hope which comes from faith in Jesus Christ as our Redeemer from sin and eternal death. May our Lord grant us faith to trust in him alone. Amen.